Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Souls on Earth, Exploring Interplanetary Past Lives by Dr. Linda Bachman is a contemporary spirituality and metaphysical nonfiction book centered on the idea that some people may carry memories of past lives lived beyond Earth. Drawing on her background as a licensed psychologist and her long experience with regression hypnotherapy, Bachman presents the topic through an exploratory, case-based lens rather than through astrophysics or conventional religious doctrine. The book's purpose is to describe what clients report during regression sessions, outline common themes in those reports, and consider how such experiences might relate to identity, life purpose, and spiritual growth. A key distinction in the book is between Earth-based souls and those described as interplanetary souls, with the latter often experiencing a persistent sense of being different or not fully at home on Earth. The overall tone aims to be grounded and practical for spiritually curious readers and for practitioners interested in how these narratives may support healing and meaning-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central claim interplanetary souls and a broader view of reincarnation. At the heart of the book is the claim that reincarnation experiences reported in regression work are not limited to Earth settings. Bachman uses the term interplanetary souls for individuals who, in regression, describe lifetimes on other planets, in other realms, or in non-ordinary dimensions. The book frames this not as science fiction storytelling but as a spiritual hypothesis, supported by recurring patterns observed in therapeutic practice. Alongside this idea is a simpler contrast: some souls appear, in Bachman's model, to be primarily Earth-based, while others appear to have a longer or more varied history of incarnation elsewhere. This distinction matters in the book's logic because it offers a possible explanation for why some people feel unusually alienated, intensely mission-driven, or persistently out of place despite otherwise stable lives. Rather than treating that feeling as merely a symptom to remove, the book encourages readers to consider it as meaningful data about identity and purpose. Even for readers who remain unsure about literal interplanetary past lives, the topic invites reflection on how large-scale origin stories influence self-understanding and the search for belonging. Secondly, regression hypnotherapy as the primary method and source of evidence. Bachman's approach is built around regression hypnotherapy and the accounts clients provide while in a guided, focused state. The book emphasizes the practical setting of this work sessions, designed to explore memories, emotions, and life themes that clients experience as connected to other lifetimes. Rather than presenting a formal experimental study, the book offers a practitioner perspective, treating repeated client narratives as qualitative evidence. That methodological stance shapes how readers should interpret the material. The value lies in the consistency of themes, the psychological impact on a client, and the way insights may support personal change. Because the method depends on subjective experience, the book implicitly asks for a different standard of evaluation than laboratory proof. It leans toward therapeutic and spiritual usefulness, asking whether the experience helps a person heal, make sense of lifelong patterns, or feel less alone. In that sense, regression functions as both inquiry and intervention. The book is particularly relevant to readers already familiar with past life regression or open to altered state exploration, while also giving cautious readers a clear view of where the claims originate and how they are developed within a clinical style practice. Thirdly, common themes reported by interplanetary souls: difference, sensitivity, and mission. A practical focus of the book is describing characteristics that frequently appear in accounts attributed to interplanetary souls. One recurring theme is a persistent sense of difference, sometimes expressed as not belonging on Earth or feeling socially and emotionally out of sync with common expectations. Another theme is heightened sensitivity, which can be experienced as a gift or a burden depending on how well the person has learned boundaries and self-regulation. The book also highlights a mission-oriented mindset. Some individuals report coming to Earth for a reason connected to learning, service, or supporting the evolution of life on the planet. Bachman positions these themes as a framework that can validate a reader's inner experience without requiring them to adopt a rigid label. The value of the framework is interpretive. It helps a person reframe long-standing feelings of alienation as part of a larger story about growth and contribution. At the same time, the book acknowledges challenges that can accompany these traits, such as difficulty with ordinary routines, relationships, or the emotional intensity of human life. The overall aim is to translate unusual spiritual narratives into language that supports understanding and coping. Fourthly, spiritual evolution: twofold growth for the individual and for Earth. A consistent idea in the book's positioning is that incarnation has an evolutionary purpose. Bachman describes this purpose in two linked directions. The individual soul develops through learning and experience, and Earth itself benefits through the contributions of evolving beings. This is presented as a spiritual ecology rather than a single person's private journey. The framework suggests that growth is not only about personal comfort, but also about maturity, responsibility, and learning to express wisdom in difficult conditions. Earth, in this view, becomes a challenging school that can accelerate development. That perspective can shift how readers interpret struggle. Instead of seeing hardship solely as misfortune, it can be seen as a context for learning specific lessons, building resilience, or refining compassion. The book also links the feeling of being different to a possible reason for being here, emphasizing that purpose can involve both inner transformation and outward impact. Importantly, the focus remains on meaning-making and life direction, rather than on making verifiable cosmological claims. Readers are encouraged to consider how a wider narrative of spiritual evolution might inform their choices, relationships, and sense of responsibility toward the world. Lastly, using the model for support validation, coping, and therapeutic applications, beyond describing unusual past life narratives, the book aims to be useful for readers who want guidance in living with these experiences. Bachman's model can function as validation for people who feel isolated by their perceptions or who have struggled to explain a lifelong sense of not fitting in. By naming the pattern and providing a context for it, the book offers a way to reduce shame and confusion. It also speaks to coping how a person might work with sensitivity, manage the emotional weight of feeling separate, and build a grounded life on Earth even while holding a larger spiritual identity. For practitioners and spiritually oriented helpers, the book suggests how regression work and compassionate listening can help clients integrate intense imagery and meaning without dismissing it. The emphasis is on integration rather than escape, bringing insight into daily functioning, relationships, and self-care, while the details of individual regressions remain case-based and subjective. The practical takeaway is a set of interpretive tools for translating spiritual experiences into constructive life choices. That positioning is one reason the book appeals to both curious readers and those already engaged in regression, counseling, or spiritual coaching. In conclusion, Souls on Earth is best suited to readers interested in past life regression, metaphysical spirituality, and expanded models of consciousness, especially those who resonate with feeling different or drawn to the idea of a non-Earth spiritual origin. It can also serve regression practitioners and spiritual counselors who want language for discussing client experiences that do not fit standard past life narratives limited to Earth. The primary benefit is not conventional proof, but a structured way to interpret subjective experiences. The book offers a vocabulary, recurring themes, and a meaning-centered framework that can help readers connect identity, purpose, and personal challenges. For some, this can provide relief and clarity by reframing alienation as a call to integration and service, rather than as a defect. Compared with many similar books in the category, it stands out for leaning on a practitioner's case-based perspective and for trying to keep the presentation grounded. Emphasizing therapeutic usefulness and life integration, it does not ask readers to become experts in esoteric cosmology. Instead, it focuses on what people report, what patterns those reports share, and how those patterns can be applied to everyday living. Readers seeking purely scientific validation may remain unconvinced, but those open to experiential spirituality will likely find it both provocative and practically orienting. If you would like to support Linda Bachman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.